Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, and this is Estelle Comboni, JFK Council 5 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. Severe weather, once again, has rolled through the Midwest and is now creating a severe weather storm on the East Coast, impacting United's operations. United announced in today's in-flight services scheduling alert that they are implementing NRPS travel for flight attendants traveling to work in JFK, IAD, DCA, and Boston. Travel is to your domicile to work a trip today through Wednesday, January 22, 2014. Instructions for listing for positive space travel may be found on Flying Together, Travel, Top Menu, Positive Space Business Travel, and are similar to those used when booking travel to training. Once you list for the flight on which you wish to travel, your PNR needs to be authorized in order to complete the ticketing process, as well as for check-in and seat selection. To have your PNR authorized, please contact your domicile duty desk and provide your confirmation number. For Boston, contact the duty desk at 617-634-7660. For JFK, contact the domicile duty desk at 718-632-1395. And for DCA and IAD, contact the domicile duty desk at 703-661-8577. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your domicile supervisor. United is expected to announce their fourth quarter financial results this Thursday, January 23rd. As we previously reported, if the company earns more than $10 million in pre-tax profits for the year, a profit-sharing payment will be paid to eligible flight attendants consistent with the terms of Section 5J2 of our contract. We will have the ability to designate a percentage of our profit-sharing award to our contractual 401k or UK stakeholder plan retirement savings accounts. The deadline for determining what your elections will be is January 27th. New this year is the ability to make this determination after the amount of the payment is known, between January 23rd and January 27th of 2014. You can elect to defer all or some percentage of your contractual profit-sharing payment to your 401k retirement savings account or Roth 401k plan account, if applicable, or UK stakeholder plan account. United anticipates that the payment will once again be made mid-February. We encourage you to review additional information and important considerations we have provided on our website. As a result of the historic defeat of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, in 2013, refunds of the imputed income for health and welfare benefits, as well as travel entitlements, were due to those with same-gender spouses. After initially reporting United snafu and handling the notification email from United's Your Benefits team, additional problems are being reported as they relate to the marriage date being incorrect. We are working to identify these problems with management and pressing for a swift and timely resolution. United has stipulated that W-2C forms will not be created beyond January 30, 2014, so it is imperative that they resolve all issues and provide sufficient time for the corrections to be addressed and completed before their deadline. In the continuing saga of Java updates adversely impacting home UniMatic access, the latest release of Java 7.51 is no exception. If you have updated Java and are experiencing an issue connecting to UniMatic, we have been provided a fix which should resolve the issue. In the event a problem persists, please contact United's Help Desk, 800-255-5801, for additional troubleshooting. Today concludes the first day of the United Master Executive Council, MEC, meeting in Chicago. Speaking to a full room of flight attendant leadership and members this morning, President Greg Davidovich opened his report by first addressing United's decision to pursue an involuntary furlough. Greg affirmed the action the MEC took during this past Friday's conference call. Flight attendant members attending the meeting spoke passionately about the frustration all United flight attendants are experiencing and the solidarity among our community to support one another. A summary of that discussion is included in today's Dear AFA as well. A number of our members attended the MEC meeting this morning and provided valuable feedback and shared their concerns regarding the announced involuntary furlough. Our leadership heard firsthand from a number of those concerned about a potential involuntary furlough. The MEC officers and LEC presidents made clear that an involuntary furlough is far from a foregone conclusion. As Greg Davidovich reported last week, this is not the end. It is the beginning. Our advocacy for consensual solutions remains our best option, but most assuredly not our only option. We have filed the cease and desist and are fully prepared to litigate our dispute in court if necessary and appropriate. The MEC is unanimous in their affirmation that any involuntary furlough is not the right choice for our flight attendants or the company. The MEC clearly heard from those members in attendance that desire to do something and participate together towards a solution, understanding that where we currently are in the process is the time for patience and diplomacy does not mean that nothing is happening. Discussions continue, preparation and planning continue, and while today is not the day to bring out our big stick, this restraint should not for a moment be mistaken for a lack of resolve or preparedness to use what ever means are necessary to protect these members' jobs if and when that time comes in the near future. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.